Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
The United States is on the knife edge big time here in this game against Iran. Iran barely missing a scoring opportunity. We are into the 84th minute. The game is starting to get very chippy. This is going to be a wild, like, final 10 minutes here. I would assume we get at least 5 minutes of stoppage time. So we're probably, this is what's great about soccer and also terrible, depending on how you look at it and what your bets are. Where, like, let's say 10 to 12 minutes from now, like, we are going to know whether the United States has advanced or not. It's pretty,
which is very
right?
exciting. Yeah, we're on the. You would love for us to. We said we hired. They kept saying during the telecast we hired a coach to help us with our set pieces, with our corners and our free kicks. Did we hire someone to help us waste a lot of time faking injuries? That's what I would like to know. Did we have a team in place
Neymar
for that?
Doing right now,
right, right.
Neymar's not like, playing. Get,
is he
right
available?
Now, right?
Right, because you know why? Because he's actually because his ankle is the size of a grapefruit. That's why. That's why he can't play in the games right now.
Okay. So yeah, I don't even like. I don't even want to, I kind of just want to like do play-by-play of the game right now. Like we're coming down to it here. I guess we should do he's a slap, right? Okay. So yeah, listen, there were a lot of morons that that lost us money in week 12. Sunday was a frustrating day, and we will hold them accountable right now in the week 12 edition here of he's a slap. So just thinking about that moron Todd Bowles gets my blood boiling. You know what they say about deer? Brains haven't developed enough yet. When the car, the truck, whatever, is speeding towards them, the deer is in the headlights and just kind of stands there, waiting to get hit. Todd Bowles is the NFL head coach equivalent of the deer in the headlights. The truck is coming towards him. Everyone in the stadium, everyone watching on television, everyone that bet on the game, we can all see it coming, except for Todd Bowles. Who would have ever thought it was possible? It's not like he was the head coach of an NFL team for 4 years in the biggest media market in the world. Oh, wait, he was. And he was terrible as the head coach of the Jets. So who would have thought it possible that Todd Bowles would be a terrible game manager with Tampa since he was one also with the New York Jets? You know who it was? Me. But it didn't stop me from betting on Tampa Bay. And I lost because of Todd Bowles. How about Todd Bowles' explanation? Hey, Todd, you had timeouts at the end of the game. Why didn't you call one to give Tom Brady time to go down and win you the game? To push our bet so we don't lose? Because he was worried that Tom Brady would throw an interception. Do you think that he thinks his quarterback, like Jameis Winston, still is the Tampa quarterback? Like Is Ryan Fitzpatrick playing quarterback for Tampa? Is this going to be a guy that loves to turn the ball over? Is that what we're going to see here? No, it's Tom Brady playing quarterback. He's not going to throw an interception, you idiot. What the hell are you thinking? And then you've got Byron Leftwich. I would rather have broken leg Byron Leftwich being carried from the sideline, like from one part of the sideline to the next calling plays, like he wasn't Marshall, then Byron Leftwich calling plays like we're seeing here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you've got Devin White, that loser, wins the Super Bowl a couple years ago. He's an awesome linebacker. Now he's getting called out constantly. Terrible effort. He wins the Nick Costos Dahani Jones Award. Dahani Jones played linebacker for Michigan and then for the Giants in the NFL. And Dahani Jones' specialty was trying to cover opposing tight ends, and the ball would get thrown over his hands with his back to the ball and caught by the tight end. I got Dahani Jones flashbacks watching David Njoku catch the game-tying touchdown at the end of regulation. So, Todd Bowles, Byron Leftwich, Devin White, all slaps and all cost me and Ken and maybe you to lose our bets. How about the New Orleans Saints? A million trips into the red zone, 0 points scored against the San Francisco 49ers. I was out in Manhattan when Dennis Allen was the head coach of the then Oakland Raiders for a Thursday night football game with some guys that I used to work with at Sirius XM NFL Radio. I'm pretty sure that the great Sean Butler was there, now the program director of Sirius XM NBA Radio. I'm pretty sure that my buddy Eddie Borsilli, who's a huge Raiders fan, is the program director of Sirius XM Fight Nation. Eddie was there. And that night, we were drunk. As one gets in the city watching Thursday night football in your 20s. And Dennis Allen and the Raiders were getting trucked. I want to say it was by the Seahawks. And Adele, rumor has it, was on the loudspeaker. And drunkenly, we turned rumor has it, rumor has it, into a song. Except the lyrics were Dennis Allen. So I sing for everyone right now. He made a fool out of me, and now I'm in debt. And Dennis Allen is the reason I'm losing bets. Dennis Allen, Dennis Allen, Dennis Allen, Dennis Allen, Dennis Allen is the reason I'm losing bets. I could do a lot more here, but we're running short on time. And also, I want to watch the final couple minutes of regulation time here with the U.S. and Iran. So Dennis Allen, Todd Bowles, Devin White, Byron Leftwich, Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, Marcus Mariota, Arthur Smith, Brett Maher, Andrew Nembhard, whoever, Sergei Bobrovsky last night for the Panthers, all of you costing me money. All of you are slaps. And so am I, because I made the bets. And there you have it. Okay. So we're coming down to the nitty-gritty here for the USA and Iran.
Yeah, we have a major kid meltdown going on right now. And if we can pick up the ambient noise of what's happening, this is what, oh, actually they just left. My wife put them in the car. I was going to say, this is what's going to happen if Iran score a tie goal right now. Just like listen in the background. That's what would happen if Iran scored at the death here. That would be pretty tough.
So we're waiting here on the amount of stoppage time that we're going to have here. I don't think it's been posted yet.
Five, six.
Oh my, nine.
Oh, just nine? Okay. Just nine. You know, nine.
It's 9 minutes of stopping.
Let's just play another match. Let's just start again and play another match. Let's just do that.
I don't even understand. Like, why would there be nine? I don't understand. So, like, we will come back in hour number two, and, like, we'll be bringing Joey Kanish onto the air as this game is ending, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You will welcome everybody in, and we will know the result of the match. Kanish will be the first person to celebrate with us, or not, or something terrible will happen.
Oh man, I really like. Let's just win this game, please. I will gladly lose my bets. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start the hour talking about the United States and Iran, and hopefully starting to handicap USA and Netherlands in the knockout round. And Joey Kanish giving us college football and NFL bets for the weekends.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.